We are looking for insight into the effects of this deal hammered out in the waning hours of the old year, actually agreed on at 2 a.m. this morning. Joining us to elucidate, Peter Coy, Economics Editor for Business Week. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Of course, the deal faces an uncertain future, we might say, in the House. But assuming it passes, and we've gotten word that the Republican leader of the House, that would be Eric Cantor, has said at the Capitol, no decision has yet been made when the chamber will vote on that Senate-passed fiscal cliff bill. But assuming it goes through, the number two, not a big number, but the 2% payroll tax cut, which is no more, is a very big deal. Consumers are going to have less money to spend. I've read that the expiration of that is going to cost working Americans $125 billion a year. A definite negative, wouldn't you agree, in this sputtering economy?
Yes, precisely. This deal is going to slow economic growth in the new year, especially in the first half. We'll notice the impact the most. And the last thing we need now is to be slowing economic growth. The thought among those who favor cutting back on spending and raising taxes in some form, is that we need to send a signal to the markets that we're willing to get tough because of the long-term fiscal imbalances. The other side of the argument is, hey, wait, this is not the right time to be getting all kind of stringent, that it's important now to stimulate the economy to get strong growth, which itself will generate more tax revenue. And then once the economy is strong, then you turn your attention to focusing more severely on the budget deficit.
So you're saying, and we've read elsewhere, that as we get further along into 2013, the ill effects will be mitigated, things will kind of even out, we're hoping for?
Well, yeah, because it hits all at once, and then the economy has some underlying strength, and it gradually gets, people get accustomed to the new level of taxes. So, but the outlook is that this deal is pretty much, in broad terms, what the Wall Street analysts had been expecting, which is that it is going to cut the growth in the first half of the year from maybe would have been 3% in the fourth quarter to around 1% in the first quarter, which is better than the recession that might have occurred if we'd completely gone off the fiscal cliff.
Of course, this is all going to be dismal news for jobs, right?
Well, that's it. When you have slow growth, the unemployment rate could actually tick back up again. The outlook is that by the end of 2013, we should still be on a trajectory of seeing unemployment rate coming back down with this size of a fiscal restraint. Point being, broad picture here, this is some restraint on the economy, but not as much as the countries that are going through full-fledged austerity, like you see in Britain, in Ireland, you know, Greece, places like that.
Right. But before we let you go, Wall Street ended the year with a positive bang.
Yes, it did. And I think that's because they predicted that a deal sort of like the one that's on the table now would come into place. Maybe not the ideal arrangement from their point of view, but certainly better than going off the fiscal cliff entirely.
Exactly, exactly. Well, good talking to you and getting your insight. Thanks so much.
Thanks and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year again. Peter Coy, Economics Editor for Business Week, on the fallout from not going off the fiscal cliff, at least not completely, at least not yet. The House is to reconvene at noon, we are told, at which point they may or may not vote. Keep it right here. We'll keep you on top of that.